From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The election isn't the only thing on our minds or yours. Our interview yesterday about the F word got your attention, and it brought in a lot of comments from the humorous to the outraged. My co-host Robert Siegel talked with Jesse Scheidlauer, editor-at-large for the Oxford English Dictionary. He wrote a book called The F Word. We spoke with Scheidlauer because the Supreme Court heard a case today about the use of the F word on TV broadcasts, and we asked him to explain how the word's meaning has changed over time. Throughout the interview, since we can't say the F word on the air, we use the word floss instead. Tim Wysocki of Chelmsford, Massachusetts, wrote simply, "I will never approach dental hygiene in the same manner ever again." And John Falstaff from Hot Springs, South Dakota, also told us we had destroyed a perfectly usable word. He writes, "Next time the dentist tells me that I should floss at least once a day, most assuredly the wrong thought will run through my mind. Will this word have to be banned now from the airwaves also? For what it's worth, I can't remember what the floss you were talking about. I was so distracted by your use of the F word, that is, floss. Thanks for the distraction." Well, not all of you were thankful. This is from listener Audrey Farragher. She writes, "Now I know why people send you comments. I can't believe you wasted your and your listeners' time. Jesse Scheidlauer needs to find something better to do with his knowledge of our language. The use of the F word and pretty much any other curse word is just plain lazy speech." And finally, Gordon Danning from Oakland, California, took issue with one point we made in the interview. He writes, "Robert Siegel asserted that the F word would never be permitted in some venues, such as classrooms. Never say never. I do permit said word in my high school classroom, as long as it is not addressed to another person, because, to paraphrase roughly the Supreme Court, freedom of speech doesn't disappear at my classroom door." Thanks for your willingness to speak freely with us. You can send us your comments at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.